This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Slovakia Friday approved a plan to provide Ukraine with MiG fighter jets. Slovakia is the second NATO country, following Poland, that has answered Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's many requests for the aircraft to help his country battle the Russian invasion. Slovakian Prime Minister Eduard Heger said his country is on the right side of history in providing the retired fleet of MiG fighters to Ukraine. Reporting from Kyiv, VOA correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program, fighter jets are something the Ukrainian military has been working since the invasion began last year.
These aircrafts is something that Ukraine was asking for in line with modern aircrafts as well. But MiG aircrafts is something that Ukrainian pilots used to that Ukraine also use, Ukrainian army also use. So this is Soviet type aircrafts. And basically Ukrainians do not need training to use this.
Chernikova reports the Ukraine military will use the planes for a counteroffensive they're planning in the coming months. The British Defense Ministry reports Friday the Russian military and Wagner group have recently gained footholds west of the town of Bakhmut. The ministry said the river had recently marked the front line of the battle and of the fighting in the eastern Donbas town. The report said Ukrainian forces continue to defend the western portion of the town. The report goes on to say Russia is conducting some of its lowest rates of local offensive fighting since January, most likely because Russian forces have temporarily depleted their combat power to such an extent that even local offensive actions are not currently sustainable. The British Defense Ministry says the Russians will likely increase their offensive potential once personnel and munition stocks are replenished. Until then, the ministry said Russian commanders will likely be forced to choose between carrying out offensive operations and conducting a credible defense of the full line. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Friday, expressed Friday, will be able to declare an end to the COVID-19 global health emergency sometime this year, with the agency indicating it is increasingly hopeful the pandemic phase of the virus is coming to a close. Last week marked 3 years since the UN Health Agency first described the COVID-19 situation as a pandemic, though WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus insists countries should have jolted into action several weeks earlier than they did. At a news conference Friday at agency headquarters in Geneva, the WHO Emergencies Program Chief Michael Ryan said the time is near where the threat posed by the virus that causes COVID-19 is no longer an emergency.
We're coming to that point where we can look at COVID-19 in the same way we look at seasonal influenza, a threat to health, a virus that will continue to kill, but a virus that is not disrupting disrupting our society or disrupting our hospital systems. And I believe that will come this year.
In a report published Friday, the UN Human Rights Office says human rights violations carried out by Belarusian authorities, including the systematic repression of protesters and dissidents, could amount to crimes against humanity. The report, which covers the period between May 2020 and the end of 2022, spans a disputed presidential election in August of 2020 that gave Alexander Lukashenko his sixth term in office, as well as the brutal crackdown on demonstrators and critics that followed. At a news conference Friday, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights spokeswoman Elizabeth Throssell outlined the report.
The report documents widespread and systematic violations of international human rights law, including unlawful deprivation of life and numerous cases of arbitrary deprivation of liberty, torture and ill treatment, as well as sexual and gender-based violence, violations of the rights to freedom of expression, peaceful assembly and association, and the denial of due process and equal protection of the law.
The Belarusian Foreign Ministry did not immediately respond to request for a comment. It's St. Patrick's Day in the U.S. In what has become a White House tradition, U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are hosting Ireland's Prime Minister, known as the Taoiseach, at Leo Varadkar and his partner Matthew Barrett at the White House for talks and a breakfast. At the White House breakfast, Vice President Harris said that she recalled Biden particularly enjoyed the breakfast and when he was Vice President.
I am excited that we are resuming this tradition of recognizing and welcoming the Taoiseach on the occasion of St. Patrick's Day to the United States. As you all know, Vice President Biden, this was one of his most particular joys as Vice President.
From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.